Well, I'll start off by saying I'm glad there's video to watch all the, after these games to get a true evaluation of what the game was all about. And I told our guys this morning that I know everybody was still disappointed in the loss, disappointed in the outcome. Those last 2 minutes were about as emotional highs and lows that you can get in a game. That's typically the way games are in this league. And but I did say that I thought we could have played better than we did. And even with that, I thought for us to have a chance to win when we didn't play our best, to me, was a positive sign for this football team. And I just told them we need to get over this one just like we need to get over wins. We need to get over losses and move on to the next one as quickly as we can, and not let this disappointment affect next week's game. And that's very important for us. So I think they got the message clear.
Injuries with the offensive lineman, any updates there?
Still waiting on two MRIs with Cam Bradfield and Rashad Jennings. And then Eben is really, I don't think it's serious, but it's going to be probably questionable right now whether he's going to play. I don't think it's a long-term thing, which is good. But tried to play yesterday. Appreciate his effort to go back in there. We were scrambling. There's no question about that. We were scrambling with bodies. But a couple of those guys tried to play injured, and, you could tell they were playing injured.
So what's the prognosis for Bradfield and Jennings?
I'll know once I get the MRIs. I'll have a better time frame for that. But
are they fearing it's going to be a couple of weeks?
Could be. Yes, could be.
What about Uche?
Uche returned to the game, and his actually looked the worst, when the play occurred, and actually he came back and finished up pretty strong. So, he had already had that thing rolled up and had some issues with it going into the game, and then I thought it was more serious, and I'm glad he got back. He helped us going back out there and playing on it, so he should be fine. Should be ready by next week.
So you don't think there's going to be an issue with him this week like you think there might be with the other two?
Yes.
So you could be missing all the other three guys.
Could be, yes. I'll know more about that after I probably get out of here.
Like you said, you watched.
Any common thread of all these injuries?
It's the most foot injuries I've ever been around. Foot, ankle, think about the number of linemen we have lost, with it. It's unheard of. I don't know if it's bad luck or it's I'm finding out. I'm putting a little research out there with some of the turf teams if they're experiencing the same kind of issues we are with our ankles and feet. But we have had an unbelievable number of injuries to that part of the body, more than I've ever been around.
Because you're practicing
in
that field turf?
No, the turf that, like Baltimore, we've had some things there, and then this past game here in Minnesota.
You're thinking maybe that might be.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out where it's coming from, because it's just an unbelievable amount of guys that have had that injury. Something different, but at least that part of the body.
But Rashad was a knee, right?
Rashad's a knee, yes.
Disappointment with losing a game where you took the lead with 20 seconds left, but what looked like an overall improvement in terms of on the field product and what they saw. How do you balance those two, or do you try to?
Well, I think there were a lot of good things in that game. I thought the start on both sides was good. The drives that we put together offensively, a couple of long drives. It's hard to sustain the drives in this league that long against defenses. And we had to overcome ourselves. That's what I'm saying. We didn't play really well, even in that first drive. The number of mental errors and drops we had to still keep a drive going, to me, says a lot of positives about our offense. I'd like to see how much better we are if we don't have those mental errors and we don't drop the balls and We don't have a penalty we have to overcome. Maybe we don't it doesn't take 17 plays. Maybe it's something that happens faster. And that there's a lot of good things to build off of. You know, we're disappointed about the field goal team getting one blocked again on an extra point. But, you know, like I told those guys, the third time we got up there after we had one blocked, it was amazing how stout we got up front. I mean, everybody, how much more we were able to stop the rush, and it was the exact same rush that was rushed the first two times where we had penetration. You know, we got to have that the first time, not the third time. So there's proof on tape of what we're capable of doing. We just got to do it more consistently. And, you know, that's what we're talking about, being a disciplined team. That's not having mental errors. It's not having penalties. It's not having drops. That's tackling better defensively. So there's a lot of things we've recognized that we've done good, but there's some things we definitely, and the players know it, we got to do better.
What about making the big play on defense? That was a problem last year. You know, game on the line, and you don't make the play that wraps it up.
That's, you know, that's what we have to do that. We have to make, in all phases, we have to make plays. We have to make big plays. There's a lot to learn from yesterday. You know, obviously the motions of the game, how it can affect you, and in 20 seconds it can be different. Those are things we have to to be a good, consistent football team. We have to learn how to win close games like that, close games on the road. We have to have plays made. We shouldn't have to wait till the 20th second to make the plays. We got to make plays throughout the game. But I think if we can do that, it's a good learning process. I think we'll build off of it, but we do need to make some plays in all phases, not just defensively there to stop that last drive. And they did a good job. They executed a play to get the ball down the field.
Is learning how to win a process?
Yeah. I think the experience. I mean, you know, there's a number of ways of winning, and I think being involved in all of them, I think it's just a process of how you win, and it may take one side of the ball or another, or maybe it's a special teams player, whatever it is, it is a process. And those types of games are something on the road. You know, new coach, new everything, everybody's expecting a lot from us, and I thought our guys went out and had a chance to win with plugging some, like I said yesterday, we plugged some holes, especially on that offensive line, and to have a chance to win like we did, even in overtime, was a great learning process. But if we can get over the hump and make some of those plays, not put us in that position, we'll win more games.